Rocket War, Gaza terror groups launch 200 projectiles at Israel. By Aaron Klein on May 4, 2019. Six Israelis were wounded, one seriously. By Palestinian rocket attacks as about 200 projectiles today were fired toward Israel from the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. The six Israelis wounded included an 80-year-old woman who was seriously injured, a moderately injured 50-year-old man, and Israelis who were injured running into bomb shelters as rocket sirens blared on and off across southern Israel for 8 hours. The Jerusalem Post reported. Megan David Adam reported that an 80-year-old woman was injured severely and suffering from shrapnel wounds to her head and limbs. She was evacuated to Barzilai Hospital by MDA teams. Another 50-year-old man in Ashkelon was transferred to hospital moderately injured with shrapnel wounds to his limbs. In addition, MDA treated three injured people while they were running to shelter, including a 15-year-old girl in Sderot, a 30-year-old male in Ashkelon, and a 40-year-old female in Gan Yavne. MDA teams also treated numerous victims suffering from stress symptoms, including an 11-year-old girl. The Israel Defense Forces said that Hamas and the Iran-backed Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, terrorist groups were responsible for the terror rocket attacks. Responding to the Gaza rocket fire, the IDF said that it carried out surgical strikes against Hamas and pitched terror targets, including four Hamas training and weapons manufacturing compounds, a Hamas naval compound, pitch targets, and a joint Hamas pitch military compound. The rocket attacks began in the morning and sent thousands of Israelis into bomb shelters in cities and towns in southern Israel, including Sderot, Rehovot, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. At one point, rocket sirens blared in Beit Shemesh, a central Israeli city located about 12 miles west of Jerusalem. Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system intercepted dozens of rockets while some landed in what the IDF described as open areas, usually a reference to the sea. One rocket scored a directed on an Israeli home, as the Times of Israel reported. A home in a community in the Eshkol Regional Council suffered a direct hit, without reported casualties, as the residents had run to a nearby shelter moments earlier once sirens were heard. Police were at the scene. Also in Eshkol, a rocket fell inside a community but did not cause damage. Another rocket impacted on Route 4, a major highway, near Ashkelon. Sappers handled the rocket remains. The instructions applied to communities in the border area near Gaza, the central Negev, Lachish region, and southern Shfala Plain. While no terror group took official responsibility for the rocket attacks, Hamas and PIJ each issued statements on the escalation. Hamas warned it was prepared to respond to Israel's crimes and claimed it would stop Israel from spilling the blood of our people. This while it was Hamas that has been launching rockets indiscriminately into Israeli cities all day. View this post on Instagram. Heart. A post shared by Yair Netanyahu, at Yair Netanyahu Public, on May 4, 2019 at 3:42 a.m. PDT. Without a trace of irony, PIJ, which was also reportedly behind the unprovoked rocket attacks, stated, if Israel continues the aggression it will face surprises. PIJ's so-called military wing on Saturday released a video threatening rocket attacks on Israel's international airport, the nuclear facility in Dimona, and other sensitive sites. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.